the future of religious liberty is being shaped right now in real time at the Supreme Court. Hi, I'm Stuart Shepard, and this is First Liberty Live. We are here in the exhibit hall at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. It's a gathering of Christian media types from all over the country, radio, television, podcasters, and all of that. My friend and colleague Keisha Russell is here. She's an attorney with First Liberty Institute. She's been going around doing interviews with all the folks here. How's it going?
Going really well. Thanks for having me.
What are they asking you about? What are some of the things they quiz you about?
All of our cases, the Supreme Court, and just my Christianity, my testimony. So it's been great.
Cool. She has a great story, which we should share sometime. We should do that.
Absolutely.
Because she's here and has been doing that, I thought, you know, if people are asking you that, it would be good for us to ask her some of the questions that the radio types and TV types around here are asking you, because we figured you might want to hear the answers as well. So we're just going to go through this one at a time. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, let's start with the Supreme Court. President Biden nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to be his person on the Supreme Court. It's now going to the Senate for confirmation. Tell us what her record says about how she might be if she's confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Well, the scholars compare her opinions to Justice Sotomayor. So she's probably the most liberal justice on the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah.
So a lot of her record pretty much demonstrates a very liberal position on many of the ideological subjects that people talk about now. I think also a lot of her opinions demonstrate some judicial activism. So that just means that a lot of times that she's willing to sort of bend things in the law sometimes to get to a particular political position rather than the straight legal outcome that's required.
Yeah, and what we hope for justices on the Supreme Court are those who will look to the Constitution as the measure against which they hold laws and other challenges. And that's not her.
Not necessarily, no. Definitely a more strict view of reading the Constitution as it's interpreted is a very conservative way of looking at the Constitution and looking at judicial philosophy and judicial interpretation. And based on what we've seen so far, we don't think she has that view of judicial interpretation. So
we'll be watching this closely as it goes through.
Absolutely, yeah. March 21st through 23rd is when her confirmation hearing is supposed to take place.
Yeah. So a lot will be revealed in that, I think, that hasn't already. But we've got some information about her record on our website at firstliberty.org. It's downloadable. We want you to have that. It's a couple of pages long, and we'll make that available to you. Next, another thing you've been asked about a lot is our Navy SEALs case. First, give us a summary of what it's all about.
So the Navy SEALs, we represent 35 Navy SEALs who asked for religious accommodations from the vaccine. And they were not only declined from those religious accommodations, but they were being punished for asking for it. So we went to the court and asked them to halt and stop the Department of Defense from punishing these Navy SEALs. And we got that. You know, we were successful. But the military is still continuing to punish these Navy SEALs. And so now the military has asked the Supreme Court for help. But, you know, we're hopeful that we'll be successful there, too.
Yeah. And what's in front of the court will be whether they can be punished while this is being heard in the court system.
Yes, absolutely. So we're hopeful that the justices will see it our way, and they will see that our Navy SEALs should be thanked in a little bit of a better way then.
Can you give us an example of when we say punishment, what kind of things are happening?
Yeah, so they were threatened with dishonorable discharge, but I will tell you that one specific story is one of our Navy SEALs has a brain injury, and he was trying to go off base in order to get treatment for that brain injury, and the military told him he couldn't leave because he wasn't vaccinated. So that's a pretty extreme measure, pretty extreme punishment. So
that's just wrong, and I also understand that whereas their colleagues are being sent out on missions around the world, this is a very active time in the world we live in. They're basically cooling their heels. They're not sending them anywhere.
No, yeah, they're what they call not able to be deployed at this point. So we're going to keep fighting for them because we know our Navy SEALs deserve better.
Right. And that'll be coming up here. I mean, the Supreme Court asked for documentation, the briefs from us on Monday.
Yes. So we'll be submitting those briefs on Monday, and you know we should be hearing something in the next couple of weeks. So.
All right. Next one I want to ask you about, because they've been asking about it, is our case involving Coach Joe Kennedy. First, what's it about?
So Joseph Kennedy was a high school football coach in Washington State who, after the football games, would go out and take a brief prayer of gratitude to God for what he was able to do for the students, and he was fired for that. And so we had to sue, and this case has been going on for probably going on 7-8 years now. So the Supreme Court has finally taken this case, and we're going to hope that the Supreme Court vindicates Coach Kennedy and says that what happened to him was absolutely wrong.
I've seen news reports that have gotten it wrong what he was fired for, so we want to be very clear about it. The final night that he went out on the field, and he was trying to follow all the rules. The school kept moving the goalposts, as we say it. He went out by himself, took a knee, as he had committed to do. That's all he ever committed to do, was a personal pledge to pray by himself on the field. That's what he did, and they fired him.
Yeah, absolutely. And specifically, he was fired because he was praying and students could see him. So what does that say? It just says that the lower courts are saying it's not okay for teachers to express anything religious if a student can see you. So that is hugely problematic and certainly an issue under the Constitution.
Tell me where we are in the process right now.
So right now we've submitted our briefs, and we're collecting some what they call friend of the court briefs. So those people who support what Coach Kennedy has done. And so we're waiting for the court to set the oral arguments, which should be sometime in the spring.
Yeah, which means they've taken the case. We just don't know whether they're going to hear it in April, maybe in the fall. We just don't know.
Yeah, we just don't know when those oral arguments are going to be. So we should hear something soon, though.
It's an impressive list. Our colleague George Gomez sends out the First Liberty Insider every week, and it's got a story at the top this week about some of the folks who have submitted briefs in favor of Coach Kennedy. It's an impressive list. We've got members of Congress. Yeah. We've got NFL players.
Yeah, a really incredible list, a number of briefs. So just very impressive list of people who are supportive of Coach Kennedy. And we know the Supreme Court is going to be swayed by those briefs.
We want to express our appreciation to all those other organizations that submitted, coming alongside him and saying that he should have a right to be able to say a quiet prayer to himself at the 50-yard line, as he committed to God to do. Okay, finally, the last one. This was heard in December. It's out of Maine. It involves school choice. Help us understand that one. I know you were directly involved in that case.
Yeah, so we represent a couple of parents in Maine, and that they live in these rural areas, and the state provides them with tuition vouchers to send their kids to private schools, but the state will not allow the parents to use those vouchers at religious schools, which is just religious discrimination. So we signed those parents. I think I was a lawyer for a little under a year when I signed those clients, so pretty amazing to see this case go all the way to the Supreme Court. So those oral arguments were in December, and now we're just waiting for an opinion from the Supreme Court. So we're hopeful that we'll be victorious in that case.
Okay, let's talk about impact on each of these. If we were to prevail in this challenge to the Navy SEALs as far as keeping the injunction in place, what happens if we win?
Well, it definitely has a profound impact for all service members throughout the country, and it definitely says that the federal government, even the military, which is granted some, you know, pretty huge deference because of what they do for our country, it just says that even they have to respect the Constitution, even they have to respect religious freedom. So a very big deal.
And then the case will keep on going with that one. In the Coach Kennedy case, what's the impact of that potentially?
Well, it can definitely shape the strength of religious freedom for students, well, for teachers particularly, coaches, and everyone who works in a public school system. So it'll have a huge impact all over the country.
All right. Maine school choice?
Private school choice for parents. It'll definitely impact their ability to send their kids to private schools and for states to honor that and not discriminate against them.
Now, I just reeled off 1, 2, 3 matters at the Supreme Court. At the same time, this is an unusual season for First Liberty.
Yeah, we're very, very busy, and we know that what we're doing is making a really huge impact, and we're really excited about it. And, you know, only a few years ago, we only had a few dozen cases, and, you know, last year we filed over 300. So that just shows you that things are just really accelerating, and I'm just excited about what's happening. But the good news is that we are prevailing and we're winning in these cases. So good news for religious freedom.
I'm proud of you. I'm thankful that you've committed your life's work to this. Thanks for doing that. Why is your heart in this?
I love this job. I love what I do. I'm a former teacher, so I love absolutely expanding religious freedom in schools and for students and for teachers. It has such an incredible impact, and I definitely feel compelled by God to work for First Liberty as a lawyer. So
we are glad you're here. Anything else you'd like to share before I let you go? I appreciate your time.
I just want to say thank you so much for being a great host and for having me on.
That's what I do. I hang out here and ask people stuff. I don't have to know anything. It's the best job in the world.
Well, that's a benefit then, right?
Keisha Russell, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for watching. If you want to keep up with all of these cases, you can go to firstliberty.org, firstliberty.org, and you can search for any of them and find them. Often there will be updates on the homepage there as these cases go along so that you can keep track of them. And if you'd like to support the work that we do, also on the homepage of firstliberty.org, you'll see a big red donate button at the top. Let me say thank you in advance if you choose to do that. Our clients never get a bill from us.
No.
We never charge them anything. They don't have to pay anything. And it's only because of you, because of people just like you that make that possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Our clients are very grateful that we represent them absolutely for free.
Yep. So. Very good. So we will see you next time right here on First Liberty Live.